Hi, welcome to Studio Sisterhood. I'm Katie with
Tara
Sam
and Chesley.
and today we will be speaking about villains.
Speaking about
Speaking,
so
talking,
weird. We're
conjuring,
giving
cursing, you know, so many options. I think that's good though.
gonna give a TED talk.
Yeah. Come back for our TED talk. That was pretty
Welcome to
good
the
for
Studio
me.
Sisterhood TED Talk on villains.
On villains. You love them, you hate them, you want to get with them.
Okay, so Tara, who
Yes.
are some of your favorite villains?
Better not say any of mine.
Wait, I wanted to go first, I said.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Okay,
No,
Sam can
no,
go first. I'm
Sam.
fine with not going first.
Sam, who are some of your favorite villains?
Can I say after that, can I say my favorite anti-heroes too before anyone else says it?
Yeah.
Okay. So some of my favorite villains are Hisoka from Hunter x Hunter. I love him.
I have one from Hunter x Hunter too. Not him
I
though.
know who it is. It's the guy who runs the Phantom group, isn't it? Yep.
Yeah.
Akaza from Demon Slayer, which Jake said Demon Slayer was overrated. Crazy. Another
Michael
favorite
Jackson? Wait.
villain. This is like an unpopular, like I like him, but I also hate him. Light Yagami. I just think he's a really good character, even though like I don't like him. I think he's a
Oh.
great villain and he's written so good.
I
He's
definitely
very
put him in my least
complex.
favorite
Yeah.
villains.
And oh really, that's so funny. He's one of my favorite villains because he's so smart. And then my two of my favorite anti-heroes would have to be.
No. Wait.
We're
Yeah.
gonna go like, you know,
Yeah,
kind of like,
we're gonna go,
oh, okay.
take it
Well,
around
those are
town.
like my top favorite
You don't need to
villains.
go so close.
Okay, those are my top favorite villains.
All right. Who wants to go next?
I guess I will go next. So Sam stole one of mine because I was also gonna say Hisoka.
Love
You know,
him.
he's like kind of really creepy when it comes to Gon, but like
Little bit
ignoring
perky.
that part, he's a very fun character.
He's in for himself, which I like.
Yeah,
Hot. What?
another villain from Hunter x Hunter that I really like is Meruem.
Oh my God, he's an anti-hero. You should have waited.
I had him in my villain category, not my anti-hero
He's definitely,
category.
he's trying to save the world in a very
He in
bad
a
way.
very messed up
That's
way.
an anti-hero.
Another one would be Izaya Orihara,
From what?
Durarara.
I didn't even think of him. Oh my God.
I didn't finish
Isabel
Durarara
love
from
that one.
Promised Neverland, from specifically the
Really?
manga Promised Neverland. If you read the manga all the way through to the end,
She kind of helps him out.
Isabel has her redemption
We love a good
slightly,
redemption arc.
and we do love a good redemption arc. And also Askeladd from Vinland Saga.
God, you want
Is
to
that the
pay
one
me.
who took him in at first after they killed his dad?
Yeah, he's technically an anti-hero too. I would consider him, to be
I mean, he starts
honest.
off as a villain.
Well, he's doing
Definitely turns
everything
into,
to
well,
save his people,
once you get
but.
his backstory, he does, I guess, turn into an anti-hero.
All right, Katie, let's hear yours then.
I don't know, everybody wants to take my ideas. So probably my favorite villain is Johan from Monster.
Still haven't watched that or
Is that
read
the
that.
twin brother?
Yeah, it's the evil
Yeah.
twin. I, you know, he is one of the most charismatic characters I've ever read.
Charismatic.
Yeah, and he's very manipulative, like more than Light
Manipulative.
Yagami probably is. A lot of people would argue. Very smart.
Yeah.
I've got like a list. I had Miriam from Hunter
Meruem.
x Hunter because every time I watch those episodes, I cry.
I cry every single
I
time.
wanted him to live. Too
Wait, who
bad.
is that one again?
He's
Bug.
the ant king
Oh,
guy
yes.
who,
Love story. Oh my God.
yeah, he falls in love with that
The blind
girl,
girl,
and
yeah.
yes.
Probably I also put Ascalon because I love him. He super cool, but he was in my anti-hero list, but I guess I'll mention
That's
him.
okay because Light Yagami was in my anti-hero list and not my villains list.
Like, I guess he technically is. I just put him in my most hated because he
Light
killed
is a
L.
villain, I feel like, more of a villain
But
because he starts as an anti-hero because he thinks he needs to kill his people, but then I feel like
then
he
he
gets
becomes a
more,
villain. Well, then he just goes
yeah.
crazy.
That's
And then
yeah.
I guess from Psychopaths, I don't know how to say his name. Shugio, you watch this anime, right?
Yeah.
I never watched
it. It's the main villain.
Shogo Makishima.
Yeah, so he definitely is evil to the core, but he's doing all this stuff, you know, because there's definitely things wrong with the system of their government. So he's really interesting and cute, too. A lot of this has to do with how hot they are.
Wait, I was just going to say, is one of your criteria in your grading in your grading scale of villains is how attractive you find them?
It's a big part, I would have to say. I would have to say. I'm sorry. I'm not going to lie. I love a good villain.
I also have another really good villain.
I just had a thought, too. What's her face from Princess Mononoke, the Lady of Irontown?
She is technically the villain
of the story,
but she's still very likable.
But yeah, that's what I would say.
I mean, you could be a villain and likable villains
because she was more likable. Like, she had her reasons, albeit she was wrong. She did have somewhat good
intentions. And a hardcore feminist.
Oh yeah. We love any woman who empowers other women.
Not if you're evil, though.
I mean, well, I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, same. Yeah, I'm okay if you're evil.
All right. I retract that. We love
From AOT, Reiner is one of my favorite villains because he doesn't seem like
that. He is not a villain.
To be very whiny.
I don't think he's a villain.
He's a villain of circumstance.
He was the one who kicked down the walls. He's the villain to the main cast in the beginning of the series.
I don't really think of him as a villain at all.
Well, he really redeemed himself when you find out his backstory, but...
What he thought was right for his country.
They are each other's villains. No, yeah. Definitely... I'm kidding my mic, but technically, in the beginning, he is the villain.
Yes, he is the villain of season one.
Are we going to say villains we hate, too?
Yes.
I'm getting some good ones.
And what about you, Chazan?
Yeah, Chazan.
I'm going to go classic. And I'm going to go Queen Beryl.
Sailor Moon. Sam, you really don't remember who Queen Beryl is?
I do.
Wow. I've like been not okay lately.
You're just like a fake fan.
Or what about when like
Rini... I'm just not okay lately.
I don't remember what she was called, but what about like when Rini is older
and Dark Lady?
She's like Dark Lady.
Dark Lady. It's either Dark Lady or it's not Black Lady.
No, it's Dark Lady. Dark Lady.
I was like, they wouldn't do that.
That's Usagi's daughter, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That outfit she wore when she Slaying. Became evil.
She did say Usagi. Traitor.
Sorry.
Her name is Usagi Tenno.
Serena.
Potato, potato. To me. I was just, when I search up on like TikTok when I want to watch edits, I usually search Usagi or whatever.
Usagi.
Can't even say it. So, no, I wanted that outfit so bad. She slayed the boots down.
The whole thing.
Oh, she looked so good.
So good.
And then, I had Nakago.
From Fushigi, I hate him. Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, no, but I think he's a good villain.
He's definitely a good villain. I just really hate him.
I hate him.
I think you're supposed to hate him.
Yeah.
He looks he moves the story, though. Like, there would be
there would be no story with
Yui him. Would never really hate Miyako if he wasn't there helping feeding her.
Literally, every single, but most of the conflicts were caused by Nakago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally. I mean, he really moved that story along.
Oh, yeah. Like when he sent one of the twins into their camp to pretend to be one of their celestial warriors.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, yeah.
I just thought of another villain I actually like.
Go for it.
I like Pain from Naruto. I think he's a dope villain. And if he was steered on the right path, he would have been a great, powerful ally to have.
Oh, yeah.
Which he kind of does become later in the series.
Yeah. After Naruto kills him, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he does help. You know, even after he dies,
the voice actor for him, oh my god, so good.
Tamaki,
yeah, so good.
That's funny.
Did you go, Tara?
Yeah, I went.
Did we all go?
Yeah,
Katie, did you go? Yeah,
I did.
I could start with villains I really hate.
Okay,
and then can I go next?
Yeah,
okay, I have like four. For number one, this isn't in any order, I just hate all of them. Number one is the dad from Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood that turns his daughter into the...
Shao Tucker
was on my list, too.
I think he's on most of our list.
Him. We hate him.
Hope he dies. He did. Ha.
Katie, this is a good one. Number two, Rachel from Tower of God.
I was going to write that. No! Bitch, sorry. I hate her in a primal way.
I hate her. Me and Jake hate her. Who's Rachel again?
Because I just started Tower of God.
Don't tell her. Don't. Oh. She doesn't know. She doesn't need to know.
We can't say anything because I don't want to.
We gotta step it back now.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm protecting.
Okay, so I'm gonna meet her. I'm gonna meet her eventually. Okay.
Tower of God is so good.
And just know that Sam hates her.
Just know I hate her.
Yeah.
I also hate. What's his name? Muzan from Demon Slayer?
Oh, Muzan.
Michael Jackson. We could say Michael Jackson. I don't like him.
He was kind of hot last season. I was like, oh my God.
It's too Michael Jackson-y for me. And Michael Jackson gives me...
It's not the vibes.
Well, it's also not for me. He just likes to pretend to be a child too much as well.
Oh,
yeah. And then also, I'd hate...
I'm not liking anything that I'm hearing.
The girl from Chainsaw Man. What's her name with the pink hair?
Oh, Power?
No, not Power. No, I like Power. The one who runs the group.
I forget her name.
She's a demon, I think.
She's not a demon at all.
Not a demon.
She's a human.
No.
But she tries to kill Denji. Or she kills Denji.
The leader of the group? Yeah. Oh, she's not human. I'm sorry.
My bad. I don't like her at all.
And you will dislike
the manga has taken a weird turn.
I don't really like Chainsaw Man. I just knew when I watched it. I didn't like her at all. So.
I liked reading it at first, like when the first part of it came out, and then it took a break, and then it came back, and like now the manga is just like
they
I don't
kill
understand
off like every good
character. On.
Yeah, they kill off every character like every second. But those are my most hated villains. I also don't like Orochimaru. He's a weirdo.
Oh, yeah. Orochimaru sucks.
Like, yeah, he helped them during the Fourth War and, like, brought back everyone. But, like, you're a weirdo.
I mean, he's also giving me almost Michael Jackson vibes. Yeah. Like, he's really obsessed with children.
Yeah.
He's obsessed with Sasuke.
That's not a good look.
Well, and then all the other children that he, like, kidnaps or, like, takes in and like,
turns into, yeah, the curse like, marks yeah. or whatever. All right, Cat Pat, go.
Okay.
Wait, Cat Pat, I have to have my normal check-in with you to see if you've read more.
Oh, I've just started. It's been a bad week for me.
Okay, the second one comes out tomorrow.
Okay. I guess I have to finish it this week.
Who's going to see The Hunger Games in theaters? I am.
When is it out in theaters?
I think November 17th.
I wish we could all go, but I'm going to be away then. Sorry.
Wait, I thought you were definitely going away.
I am. I said I'm going to be away then.
I thought you said I might be away.
No, she said definitely.
It's not a maybe.
We should all try and go see
The Boy and the Heron.
Mm-hmm. I think it comes out December 10th or something.
I think it's the 8th.
Okay, so
I'll request off that day if you guys
want to. So, Chesley, you could come up to us and we can go see it.
Well, what day of the week is it?
I don't know, but majority lives here, so majority wins.
Yeah, but
it should be a Friday.
It is a Friday.
Well, we could go see it that Saturday. It doesn't have to be the Friday. We go see it Saturday.
No, I need to go to the opening.
Yeah. Obviously, you have to come up Friday. That's what it is. I work Friday.
We'll see. So do I.
Okay. So, this is not in any particular order. I hate them all a lot, and I think about it a lot. Kikyo, it's on site.
She kills her man.
She tries to kill her man. And then she tries to take him after he's found some sort of happiness. I know they're like technically the same person, but like not really.
They're not.
But it is on site. It's giving side chick energy. It's giving move on.
Just like Taka and Tamahome will never be the same person to me.
No.
Kikyo and Kagome are not the same person to me.
I hate Kikyo. Okay.
Me too. That was a good one.
I hate Light Yagami for killing L.
but he's such a good character. Whiny.
He was good in the beginning, then he's like, I'm gonna be a god. Like, shut the fuck up.
Sit down.
Yeah.
Katie brought it tonight. I wrote Shao Tucker, but that's a given. And then probably Griffin from Berserk. Why I hate him so much? In the beginning, you grow to love him. You think he's heroic. He is beautiful. And then he is just
always
so
has thrown
bad.
The beautiful.
So bad, but like not in a good bad way, like in a I'll sacrifice all my friends, I don't care kind of way.
It's not great.
No, and yep, that's probably my most hated. If I had, These people make me violently ill.
Tara.
Yeah, a little too far. Okay.
All right. So I don't know if I'm able awkward. To match Katie's energy there. And Katie and Sam both had some people on my list as well, like Xiao Tucker, who fucking sucks. I hope he rots in hell because he just, how do you do that to the people you care about? I'm just sorry. How you don't do that. I also had Muzan Kibuchi, however you say his last name.
Michael Jackson
on my
Jackson
list.
From Demon Slayer. I like him.
And Griffith, because same reason as Kate. Like, Griffith is great at first. He really cares
There's
for everybody.
There's this romance going on.
Yep. And then he just goes insane and is like, all right, I'm just going to kill every single person who, like, believed in me for years, has risked their life for me, like, has taken care of me, has gotten me to where I am. Like,
sacrifice.
So messed up.
Tisk.
Another one that I really hate
he turns into, like, a bird.
Yeah. He gets so weird. Naraku from Inuyasha. I don't like him.
Yeah, I mean, he's
like
cute,
a lot of his motives, like, when it comes down to it, are just, like, really stupid.
It's
very much
so
giving.
Stupid. Like, it's giving spoiled, like,
it's giving
only
grow
child
up
vibes.
It's
like
giving rejected men.
Yeah,
because that's basically what he is—a rejected man. But Kikyo and him deserve each other.
Oh yeah, totally. They totally do. Another one would be Sosuke Aizen from Bleach.
Oh yeah,
I never watched Bleach.
I've watched a little bit.
It's a good show. He just, like, does things because he's like, oh well, I can because I'm stronger than everyone, and it's like, so you ruin people's lives.
Yeah, we don't
like
love that.
we don't love that. Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
I don't think I love that at all. I think that's very horrible. That's
yeah, and then kind of similar would be All for One from My Hero.
Oh, that's a good villain. I don't like him either. I hate him.
I mean, he's very smart, and, like, he's obviously ran an empire for a very long time.
I want to see what he used to look like.
You will get to see that.
I'm hoping.
Spoiler alert. But yeah, he's very selfish. Ow. He's definitely, like, narcissistic. I don't think he actually can feel real emotion at all.
No.
Which he basically says as much in, like, a bunch of parts. And he's just, I don't know.
It's not great.
He's not great.
He's kind of a villain. Sorry, that was bad.
So weird.
Whoa.
All right, what about you, Chez? Who are villains that you hate?
I don't really have a lot. I don't like, I like this show, but I don't like, what's her face? Takako from Preacher. Like I just hate, I just kind of hate the whole, like, he didn't like me.
So I turned into an evil witch.
Yeah, kind of villain. Like, yeah. I mean, I like the whole show and the story.
Even though his hotter friend liked her.
Yes, the hotter friend liked her. Well, I mean, he was the more sensitive than the.
Yeah, he had his
whole
radio show.
I would have said he was the better choice.
Evil for her.
Dude, he had the most soothing voice.
Yeah, I just don't like that whole, I don't know, story.
Rejected.
Yeah, it's like
Naraku.
It's just
it's not enough substance. It's very, like, one dimensional.
It's just like, get over it, you know.
Yeah,
there should have been a better reason.
Like,
you're
a teenager. There's gonna be a lot more heartbreak. You're gonna live, and
yeah.
It's
first
gonna
of all,
get better.
You're a teenager. Let's just start there. Okay,
you're a literal teenager.
That's a child.
You're gonna get over it. Yeah, that was kind of, like, I think really my only most, like, annoying one. There wasn't, like, a ton that I hated. I was trying to think, but
that's a good one on site.
Yeah, I mean,
I
completely
know.
Forgot
I
about that one.
Yeah, I mean, and then the whole, well, whatever, like, the whole, her whole family too is, like, a little bit annoying. And at the end, they're like, oh yeah, we don't hate you.
Yeah,
actually, her sister I kind of hated. The blue-haired, green-haired girl.
Oh, yeah, the older sister?
For school, yeah.
That was that was the one who was obsessed with, what's the guy who did the taco?
Yeah.
No,
talk
that
show.
Green hair was obsessed with talk show.
Yeah.
Pink hair
no,
was...
I thought Moana.
Yeah.
Moana has the green-blue hair.
Oh, was Moana's she?
And then
no,
no, I thought Moana liked the guy who did the radio show, and yeah, the other yeah. one liked the guy. Moana that has the green blue hair red. Though.
Yeah,
and the pink haired one's the other sister. I gotta like, look obsessed. This up.
Oh, I think I was switching the sisters in my head.
Yeah, I think you were. Red.
They just have weird names.
Moana's the green haired one.
Okay,
with short hair.
Sam, who are some of your favorite antiheroes?
Ooh.
Everyone knows I'm going to say this before everyone else. Aaron Yeager.
And this is why she wanted to go first. Yep, so I she could say it first. Before anybody else.
Aaron Yeager, Itachi, for sure. Itachi's one of the best anti-heroes ever.
Itachi is a good anti-hero.
Honestly, those are my two favorites. Aaron and Itachi. Only ones I care about. Itachi is
really short list.
Saved an entire village. So that's all I have to say.
We love that for him. Papa.
And he pretended to be the villain forever.
No, I was going to say Itachi and Aaron. So this is awkward. Because even though like Aaron was kind of crazy, like I was like, love that he saved all his friends.
His outcome was to save Paradise Island and his friends. He would do anything for that.
No, exactly.
And to stop the Titans from ever existing ever again.
I don't know if any of you guys have ever Code Geass.
I've seen that.
The main character, Lelouch, is an anti-hero from the beginning. He's basically a terrorist, but he's doing it to save his country and his little sister.
I just found him kind of annoying.
I did too, but, you know, it was a good story.
Just find something weird about anime boys that are, like, obsessed with their younger sisters.
And then I was reading a lot of articles, and they were calling L, like, an anti-hero, but he was, like, a hero.
I wouldn't consider L an anti-hero.
L was not anti-hero. I think he was a hero.
In the story, because he was against our protagonist, but we were still kind of rooting for him, even though he was not the main character.
But he wasn't anti. I don't see him as an anti-hero. He didn't do anything bad or villainy or illegal.
No, that's true. Like I was seeing that in
hired by police to stop villains.
No, but I know what you mean, Katie, because I was kind of thinking of what's his face from Vampire Knight, Kaname.
Yeah,
and he's not like an anti-hero, but he like has anti-hero vibes. You know,
100%. Like,
he's super creepy.
Yeah.
Again, boys obsessed with their little sisters. It's weird to me.
And he weaponizes like his information that he knows. You know what I mean? And like uses it to manipulate
everyone.
Yuki. Everyone, yeah, but like everyone. Also Yuki.
No, 100%. He's the problem.
He is the problem. I love the show, but I just wish they weren't siblings. Like that could have been a really easy.
I think technically he was her great grandfather,
right?
No, they're siblings.
I thought they were siblings.
Last time you said they were cousins too.
Yeah,
no,
like you say something different every time.
Well, her real brother was like killed, and like he was resurrected into the body or something. It's like a. I don't know.
I'm looking this up right now.
So I read the manga.
Not a great grandfather.
Looking this up.
And then,
make me even scarier.
She's
a great grandfather.
No, I really think so. It's like an ancestor.
Okay, so Kaname is both her brother, her cousin. No.
All three, I was right.
Her ancestor, and then in quotations, her brother.
Yeah. I told you, brother.
Well, the real brother was killed.
All right, Katie. You said her great-grandfather.
All right, someone's got to
do that's an ancestor.
At a later time, somebody's got to do a deep dive on this.
We're going to have to do an entire episode dedicated to just
the messiness.
I mean, it is so messy. We should all rewatch it and then do an episode about it.
Yeah, I'm reading currently, so the manga is obviously finished, but they do a series about Yuki later in her life children. Yeah, and so
I'm a zero stan.
This series is after she died and like going back to like her kids or like, you know, talking to Kaname about her past.
Team Zero.
He's forgotten her. Oh yeah. They lived a long time together.
Fuck Kaname. Sorry. Fudge Kaname.
Fudge ripple dipple. What?
Do you have any other anti-heroes, Kate?
Maybe Sai from Peach Girl to be
She's not a anti-hero, she's a villain.
But like she's so honest. Like at least she's honest about how ridiculous she is. Everybody's like,
I don't know. Fuck
like she knows she's mean and she's the problem, but at the end you still kind of love her.
I hate her.
I liked her. She's the one who made Kairiko to Momo at the end of the series.
I guess. You're like, mm-mm.
I can't even.
Vegeta would be considered an anti-hero, right?
Yes.
Oh, I love Vegeta. He was obviously my favorite character in all of him. I didn't even like Dragon Ball like that.
I'm too real.
Be real. Be for real.
Be real. But don't be real.
But not too real.
Vegeta was definitely the coolest character in that
show. Vegeta was a cool anti-hero, and I didn't even have him on my list because I kind of just forgot about him.
Well, there you go.
Double canceled.
No canceling.
Tara, did you go?
I did not go.
What are some of yours?
So, like Sam, I was also going to say Eren Yeager. So I won't even elaborate on that because Sam already did that.
Can't talk about Attack on Titan right now. I'm so emotional. So
another anti-hero that I like is Scar, but only in Brotherhood.
That's a good one.
Brotherhood. That's a really good one. Like they go so much more into like his character development, and he is just he's not a bad guy.
And he was doing bad stuff,
he didn't have bad intentions, and like he was definitely traumatized from what happened to him and his people and his brother, and watching all of that like definitely messed with him a bit, but like he was still able to come back from it, and that's why he's on my list.
Himself.
That was a really good one.
And then he ends up an ally of all them, which is great.
Yes.
Ally.
Another one would be Alucard from Helsing.
Oh yeah,
he is technically an anti-hero.
Yeah.
Guts from Berserk.
I guess he is kind of.
He is because he lives in that like morally ambiguous gray area.
Yeah.
Where like yes, he does do good things, but he doesn't always do good things.
Yeah.
And similarly would be Spike Spiegel from Cowboy Bebop, who's another good anti-hero. And all of the Straw Hats from One Piece.
Oh, I guess they
are pirates, so they are technically anti-heroes.
You know who is watching that right now?
Dylan. Yep.
So is one of my middle school students.
I'm trying to convince Tyler to start watching One Piece, and Kevin really likes it.
We haven't been watching it, but obviously it's on all the time in our apartment. And like
Kevin likes Zoro. Like, tell me.
He likes the music a lot.
The music is great.
It's fun.
The last movie that came out, which was One Piece Red, that one is like all about music, and it's actually really good.
I was just gonna say, basically, as I was pondering and thinking about,
as you're sitting on the toilet, you thought about this.
Yeah.
Okay. On the toilet thoughts from Katie.
Hashtag toilet thoughts.
hashtag Katie's toilet thoughts.
I was just thinking, in a lot of these shows, I sometimes find the villains a lot more interesting than the main characters.
Oh, for sure.
That's because they a lot of the villains, they have that built up trauma, that past, that really good backstory that you're like, I kind of know why you're like this. It's very interesting to see why you turned out like that.
Yeah, the good guys are often
boring.
Gonna be a hero and save everyone. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's why I like some like
Midoriya.
Like in fantasy novels, like they tend to make the main characters a lot more interesting and like maybe a little bit more gray than they do in animes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, depending on the shows, definitely. Yeah. Or like
I agree books. With that.
Yeah. No, I just
it was just a quick little toilet thought.
It's my little you just made me think toilet.
Of another, I guess, you technical just... anti-hero that I like.
Who?
Hiei from Yu Yu Hakusho. I would consider him an anti-hero.
Yeah.
Because he has done a lot of bad things, and he really only like starts helping the group because he's forced to.
We love that.
Because he gets arrested. But I mean, he does.
Oh, but you know what I do really like, though? Yeah, I do like when, like, the villain's sort of being forced to help. Work with the good guy or whatever.
Like, Hisoka sometimes has to work with Gon and Killua.
But then they end up becoming good.
Yeah, and that's definitely, like, somewhat true for Hiei. Like, I won't say he becomes, like, good in the end, but, like, he definitely... Better. Becomes a different person.
And a lot of these villains who do end up, becoming quote unquote better or good.
Pain.
Yeah, they their character development is just so much more interesting. Their storylines are more interesting.
It's like they always wanted to kind of be good from the start, but everything, you know, the odds were against them.
It's just like circumstantial, like bad things happened and they just kind of went with it. Yeah.
Or they're just a product of their environment, like Eren Jaeger would technically be.
Yes. You got some nature versus nurture there.
Yeah.
Weight of the world on his shoulders. I didn't mean to say soldiers.
Now I'm just picturing a bunch of tiny soldiers holding up the world. Is anyone watching Loki season 2?
No.
Oh my gosh.
I am a Marvel girl though. Season
2 did anyone watch? Yeah, it's out. There's like 5 episodes out, Katie. And we just watched the first one last night. So good.
I don't even know where I was.
It's so funny. Like Owen Wilson and Tom Hiddleston together are so fun.
Tom Hiddleston is amazing.
They're so funny together. It was really good. You guys should watch it. But that it made me think of it because, you know, bad guy being forced to work with good guy.
Yeah. Definitely vibes. Way more interesting.
And you guys should all watch it. Also, not anime, but anime adjacent anti-hero.
Avatar, you're going to say?
I just have to shout out Zuko. I mean,
oh, yes.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Like,
with one of the most, like, well laid out redemption arcs.
Oh yeah.
Yes. What best character development for sure. Like
he goes full circle, man. He feels it all and like he just
he gets better and becomes
a better person.
Not anime related, but Chelsea made me think of this. Someone I just thought of who had a great character development at 360 and then they ruined it at the end.
You're Jamie gonna say
Jamie Lannister, Game of Thrones.
Yes,
well, was so good until they made him go back to Cersei at the end.
A lot of the characters in Game of Thrones they did that too. Because even like Daenerys, like by the last season, like I'm sorry, they just threw like all those seasons
they made
character
her
development down the drain.
Exactly,
in and one season.
My thing
it
for
was
her,
trash.
Like,
it was trash.
I loved her, and I feel like if they wanted to make her become the Mad Queen like her father, they needed to give it more episodes and more longer to show that she was becoming crazy
over a longer amount of time.
They did it like
out
of nowhere.
It was like the snap of their fingers, and all of a sudden she's like, "No, let's just kill everybody."
Exactly. Like she wouldn't do that.
Let's take a step back.
Yeah.
No, she wouldn't do that.
Left out because I didn't watch Game of Thrones.
You don't watch a lot of things we watch. You need to step your TV game up.
You don't watch a lot of things that I watch. Or
what do you watch?
Loki.
Okay.
Or I
too busy
guess,
reading manga.
The Mandalorian.
Scrap Princess.
I hate Star Wars.
I think wouldn't she be technically what's her name? The main character be an anti-hero? Because if she lives, the world will end.
But that's not her fault. And that's
not
like
not
her decision.
Her fault. And it's not her like other than the fact that she exists, like none of that is really her fault. And she doesn't want anyone to like
she
doesn't want the world to end. She would rather stop it, but she wants to stop it with like and it's more so
dying.
her siblings
so
don't want her to die.
Are the anti-heroes they're willing to destroy the world to save their little sister?
No, not quite.
I don't know, that's not anti-hero.
No,
that's just your
I don't
bad
think
pickle.
So
hold on. I'm just gonna mute.
I still don't love the ending of that anime though.
I can't even talk about it.
I'm so distraught over that ending.
I can't talk about sad things right now because I've been very emotional lately. And then Attack on Titan did not help, so.
In Scrap Princess, was that what you guys talking about?
Yeah.
You should watch that one.
I know, it's on my list.
Have you started any of the ones on your list?
No.
Sam, have you started Chihaya Fuyu yet?
Me and Katie started anime on Friday.
Have you started Akatar?
No, but I will have. I will.
Yona the Dawn, her cousin, he's an anti-hero.
He is an anti-hero. I just
say what's the
like,
name? Seun Se.
What is it?
No, it's something like that. Sehan.
He's technically an anti-hero.
He has good intentions. I just don't like him.
As I've been reading the manga, I've grown to like him more. He did kill the king though. To take over.
I mean, but he had good reasons to 100%. Kill the king. 100%.
Suwon.
Yeah. Suwon.
I feel like you're trying to make everyone into an anti-hero, Katie. But yeah, he would be one.
I feel like you're an anti-hero.
I mean, technically, anyone that's like morally ambiguous gray is like an anti-hero. I just love those characters because they're more interesting. I feel like anti-heroes usually get more complex and like diverse backgrounds.
You're just making
and backstories, and like I think that's why they are usually the more interesting characters.
No, Katie knows.
I know. Oh, my neck. Well, too hard into that. I was like, yeah, you're right.
Kate's head bobbing way too hard. Here.
What are you doing, Sam, really?
I was playing my eyelashes that I have to get redone, but I'm... Yeah, so...
But you're what?
Hey. I'm just too tired to do anything lately.
What are some animes that, like, there's no real good guys? Are there any?
Definitely, I just...
Attack on Titan.
Yeah, they're all...
No.
Attack on Titan doesn't really have any clear good guys because, I mean, first of all, anyone living in the wall at first didn't even, like, really know what was going on with the world, and they were technically killing people when they killed Titans.
But no, that doesn't mean there's no good people. They have good intentions, most of the people. Levi has good intentions. Erwin has good intentions.
Levi does still kill people.
You're a bad person and you have people in that anime.
I'm just, are we going by like literal definition of like a good person where like they don't cause harm to others or?
No, I don't think causing harm isn't, it's just like they're like, yeah,
I would not consider like
okay.
Animes with no good.
Probably like just... Vinland Saga until like the end, everybody kind of is.
I would say that no, because like I would argue that what's his face, the friend that he meets on the farm.
No, I mean till a certain point, but in the very beginning, everybody has very good reason. Well,
except his mom and his sister.
I wouldn't say that either.
Let me see.
I would even argue that like his father is a good person.
His father like was a good person.
His father gives up his life so that everyone else can escape.
Yeah. I wouldn't say Vinland Saga.
I don't know.
It's a tough question.
I don't really think any animes, honestly, because even if they're not that good, the main good characters are still, they have the good intentions or things for reasons.
Not every anime is about good characters with good intentions.
Oh, well, I know. What's that one with the girl with the purple hair who shoots people?
I mean, I would say, I don't know if you guys have seen this one, but 91 Days.
Oh, that was just so sad. I can't even.
It is really sad, but I would argue that there's not really any good people in that because the story focuses on a guy who's family is killed because of his dad's mob connections. So he seeks revenge against the mob and ends up joining the mob in order to exact his revenge. So I would argue that in that there's literally no good person in that show.
Black Lagoon.
Oh yeah.
They're all dirtbags, honestly. But you still like them.
I mean, they're like not bounty hunters, but
They move
cargo.
They move cargo that most of the time could be people, you know, weapons, drugs.
They're smugglers. They're smugglers, right?
Yeah, the main cast.
I mean, it's a great show.
It just made me think of just Star Trek Discovery.
Star Trek.
Any thoughts for you, Chez, on shows where there's...
I didn't really have any ideas. I just thought, like...
That's interesting.
If you had to pick one like best villain redemption arc.
Oof.
Let me think.
Best villain redemption arc.
It's hard. I don't
know. That's really hard, yeah. Ooh, okay. Fullmetal Alchemist Greed.
Oh, that's a good one.
Thank you.
It's not the best redemption arc. He's still evil. He just decides to work with Ling and help him.
He gets such a heart, though, and he, you know.
Yeah.
You got to look where he started, where he ended up.
Yeah. Not caring about his friends till literally dying, for one.
Shoya from A Silent Voice. He starts off being a bully and rips out her hearing aids, and then he falls in love with her.
Yeah, and saves
owes
your life.
His life to her. Yeah,
that's another good one. Is Gaara? from Naruto. Oh, that's yeah. He has a really great redemption arc.
You could argue Thorfinn too, because he starts yes. off so bad, mm-hmm. and now he's like wants peace for everyone in the world and just wants to go back home.
Yeah.
Gar's a good one. I didn't even think of that.
Literally.
Krona from Soul Eater.
Aw, yeah.
With the pink hair, he, you know, yeah. he's bad. He's so he nervous. His mom says, yeah, and he, but then he becomes best friends with, what's her name?
Maka,
and then, like, wants to help her protect everyone. And
yeah.
Yeah, those are some good ones.
Harry, you have any thoughts?
I'm just looking up to see if there's anything more that I've missed about great villain
redemption. I did not arcs. Really like Sasuke's redemption arc. I still hate
Sasuke.
Okay, I only like Sasuke and Sakura. That's that.
Oh, this list sucks. You're looking at
this list does suck. Like half of these characters just suck. Isabel, I'll say again, Isabel from Promised Neverland in the manga has a really, really good redemption arc. It brings me to tears when I think about it. It moves me a little bit. And a lot of these lists are saying Endeavor, and I
don't think he had a villainy redemption arc.
I mean, I will admit, a lot of his acts towards his family were very villainous. What he did to them was very horrible.
He could still do more repenting.
I think that there is a lot more that he could do to repent. I think that he is taking a step in the right direction. I just don't think that anything that he has done so far for his family, like we're not going to take into the account that he's like, you know, saving all these other people. We're going to focus right now on his family. I don't think that he has done enough for them in order for it to be qualified as a real redemption.
I don't think
arc.
He's done the full circle yet. He'll probably get there, but not yet.
No, like it's great that he's still doing his hero-ly duties, but that's literally what he's paid to do. He is a paid professional hero, and he should be working more to build better bonds with his family as well as saving people. I mean, I get right now there's a lot of crazy things going on in the story, and maybe he will get the chance, but right now I just don't think he's done enough.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Join us next week where we will be discussing heroes.